That's your story in St. Francis Primary School present Tina and the Zoo of Death.
Beware, listeners. Your ears are about to encounter one of the most toe-curling, flesh-creeping, nose-blowing tales ever heard. If you are easily scared, please put your fingers in your ears as you listen to Tina and the Zoo of Death.
Two hundred years ago, about tea time, an evil scientist was playing with the laws of physics. In his dusty, rusty, musty laboratory, he created a strange creature with an eye patch.
Lots of tiny broken teeth.
And two razor-sharp ones, just at the front.
A smell like an elephant that's just come out of the toilet.
Some transparent warts.
Gritty, slimy skin.
Very, very dark green, gritty, slimy skin.
Green boots.
A purple eye.
A 24-meter tail.
And a pink nose, which could shoot glitter.
And he called this strange creature...
Bad Bob, the bobbing crocodile. And I'm coming at you.
Glittered.
I'm escaping. I don't care. Bad Bob is coming at you.
So that's how our story begins. Now, let's fast forward 200 years. Oh, no, too far. Back a bit. Yes, just about there. And we find ourselves here.
Where?
Here.
Oh, there? That's where I live. Who are you?
I'm just the narrator.
Did you narrate this house?
I might do in a minute. Who are you?
I'm Tina.
But you're a boy.
I know. And I like chocolate and bananas, crop tops, gymnastics, ham, green clothes, boxers, trainers, and I've got very long arms. Look.
Stop it. I'm trying to describe your home.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
Oh.
1,586,207 rooms. Wow, that's impressive. 7 floors, 10 TVs, plain black ceiling, rainbow coloured door. Nice. And a talking parrot.
Morning, Tina.
Morning, talking parrot. Smells of chocolate. Certainly does. Few cobwebs and grime. Nice. Solid brick walls, which make hanging pictures a real pain. Creaking doors. Ooh, creepy. Pink toilets. Pretty flowers. Downstairs TV the size of a gerbil. Homework scattered everywhere. Very long staircase. Carpet made of mango skin. Smells of rotten cabbage. And everything is slightly uneven.
Can I have my narration back, please?
There you go.
And Tina lived in the house with his sister, Thomas.
Hello.
And the house was next door to a very strange... Oh dear, you've torn the paper. I wonder what that last word of that sentence was.
I don't know. How about a zoo?
And the house was next door to a very strange zoo.
Ooh!
8 o'clock, time for school. Tina loved going to school.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It says here, look. Oh, you've torn out that bit. Tina put on his school uniform. Tina!
What?
You have to do what I say. I'm the narrator. Tina put on his school uniform, packed his school bag, and left for school singing a happy song.
I love school. I think it's really cool. I love school. I think it's really cool.
And Tina skipped all the way down the road.
I don't skip.
Straight into class and handed in his homework with a big smile. You've just torn off that bit.
That's 'cause I'm not going to school.
Where are you going?
To the zoo!
Ooh!
Welcome to the zoo. It'll cost you £100 to get in.
Well, I've only got 50p.
That'll do.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Oh, look. There's a huge pit with a ladder. Brown rusty metal fence. A black dome. Red tiles everywhere. And a swamp. Ice cold mist and a floor made out of slime. Stone slabs, animal dung and sadness. Tall pine trees and a floor made of skulls. Ugh! And what does this sign say? If only there was some light to read it by.
Suddenly, there was a crash of thunder and a flash of lightning.
Oh, thank you. Do not feed the...
The humans.
Ah!
What are you doing out of your cage?
What are you talking about?
Humans on the inside, animals on the outside. That's the rule.
You mean this is a zoo full of humans?
Certainly is.
Who are you?
I'm Bad Bob, the bobbing crocodile, and I'm coming at you. Look at my lovely teeth and pink nose.
Bad breath, bad breath. What are you going to do with me?
You're going in with the teenagers.
Not the teenagers! Hello? Hello?
Sup?
What's happening?
Yo, dude.
Wow, you really are teenagers.
Whatever.
How long have you been here?
Dunno.
Don't care.
What do you do all day?
Chillax.
Hang out.
But what do you do for food?
Orangutan. What?
Orangutan. Doofus.
Don't call me Doofus.
No. Doofus is the name of the orangutan who feeds us. Here he comes now. Shh.
Hello, little teenager. Aren't you cute? Look at your lovely little hair and spots. Did you sleep well? Did you? Oh, aren't you cute? Yes, you are. I've got you some bananas. You like bananas? Look at their little faces. It's like they understand every word I'm saying.
I do.
Uh-oh.
What?
I do understand everything you're saying. You're speaking perfectly plain English.
Oh, that's amazing. A talking human. Say banana.
Don't do it.
Banana.
Say bucket.
Bucket.
Now ask me something.
Do you have the key to this cage?
Yes. Look, here it is.
Can you put it in the lock?
Careful.
Yes. Yes, I can. Look at me. This is amazing. A talking human.
Can you unlock the gate?
Yes. Yes, I can. Say bucket again.
I'm not going to say bucket.
What are you going to say?
Freedom!
And within seconds, Tina the teenager, with the very long arms, had grabbed the keys from Doofus the orangutan and started unlocking every cage in the entire zoo. Within minutes, herds of hundreds of humans were heard hurtling from their cages, howling and hollering.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
But Tina, the teenager with the very long arms, hadn't reckoned on Bad Bob, the bobbing crocodile.
Wow!
Who let the teens out? Who? You?
I did it, and I don't care.
But this is my zoo, the zoo of death. Animals come from miles around and pay good money to stare at these humans. Look at them, running free all over the place, and it's all your fault. I think I'm going to glitter you. Look into my nose. Look into my nose.
Oh, I don't want to be glittered.
Psst, narrator, what do you want? How are we going to get out of this?
That's a difficult one, isn't it? Let me think.
Hurry up. I think Bad Bob the Bobbing Crocodile is going to glitter me.
Okay, how about... No, that won't work. How about... No.
Quickly!
I feel a sneeze brewing.
Tina the teenager, with the very long arms, lured Bad Bob, the bobbing crocodile, into the cage with a very tasty-looking banana.
Wouldn't you like this lovely banana?
Bad Bob, the bobbing crocodile, licked his lips, but was still about to sneeze glitter. Any second now. And he sneezed. And just as he sneezed, Tina the teenager, with the very long arms, swung from the cage with his very long arms, avoided the glitter sneeze and slammed shut the cage door and locked it.
Phew. Thank goodness for my very long arms. But who did Bad Bob sneeze on?
Oh, I got glittered.
Oh, do be quiet, Doofus.
Don't call me Doofus.
That's your name, Doofus.
Oh, yes. What a doofus.
And Tina the teenager, with the very long arms, was lifted high over the heads of the released humans, and they cheered and they cheered and they cheered. And they carried him through the streets of the town all the way to school.
Do I have to?
Yes, it's written in the narration. Look.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
No. Hands off this time. And the teacher stood up and said...
You will begin today's lesson by writing an essay on the subject of what I did on the way to school today.
Ha! He'll never believe this.
And Tina the teenager, with the very long arms, began to write a story, which was turned into a script, which was recorded in a studio, which was performed by some actors.
Us!
And heard by an audience all around the world.
You!
Tina and the Zoo of Death was created by the pupils of St. Francis Primary School and scripted by Ian Billings. Tina was played by Sean Connolly, narrator by Ruchi Rampal, and Bad Bob and Doofus by Stefan Bessant. The sound designers were Lucy Ryan and Tom Hall, and the play was directed by Peter Leslie Wilde and recorded at the Birmingham City University School of Media.